All right, so what's the worry that I don't understand?
So the question everyone is asking is, I'm doing all the right eating, my carbs are high, I'm eating broccoli, I'm eating salads, I'm eating all the right things, but why are my carbs still above that 20%, and how can I get that below? I mean, they're just, I don't know, they're upset about this, and I'm like trying to, and I get it because...
Are they high though? Are they higher than...
Well, they're higher than the 20%.
Are they higher than what they've been before, though? Because in the past, where were they? You have no idea. And they were probably double, right?
Probably in the 40s.
So if we said 30% or 35%, where would your carbs be on... They'd be at 40 or 45%.
Right.
So it's just like a goal and a workout. Exactly. If we tell somebody to train for 30 seconds or to hold a plank for 2 minutes, and they stop at a minute and a half or a minute, then you still push yourself to your goal, and you're going to be that much farther along.
Correct.
You might not be... Nothing's ever perfect. And one day you might be a little lower on your carbohydrates, but that's good.
But I told them was that I'm going to treat it like a game. Like, I'm, like, engaged in this now. Like, I'm, like, you know, it's a game every day. Like, you're looking, okay, well, my carbs are a little bit high, but I know that I can have something with some protein and fat. Well, you know, now you're game planning for your next meal. Okay, well, then I'm going to, you know, make sure it's chicken, you know, with some avocado or whatever. But I know that I gotta leave my carbs out, you know.
Right.
So it becomes a game, and it's, you know, that's what I was trying to explain, is that it's more of a teaching tool. You know, you're being conscious.
Yeah, and you don't want to have to use it for the rest of your life. That's not the goal. The goal,
right.
But the goal is to understand what you're eating. Because if you don't understand what you're eating, then you gotta start tracking it, or find a way to do it. And the old school way is to write it all down on a piece of paper, and then try to look in a book and see what's in what, and add it all up, which takes like hours of your life. Or you could just throw it in this app, which does it for you way more accurately and at about a tenth of the time, not even.
Right.
And that's the thing. So like, you might spend a week or 2 weeks, hopefully 6 weeks, and you're throwing everything in there really good. Or you might get to, let's say somebody's doing this and you get to week four and like they're spot on and they understand every meal and they understand what's in what. Well, then don't log anymore, because now you understand. Like, education is power, and everybody says that, but nobody really believes it, because then you end up saying, well, what's a macronutrient? And okay, I'm going to teach you. But then a lot of times people don't want to learn.
Right.
And these people do.
Right.
But a lot of people don't want to learn. And then they want the results. They want it. They want the all the other happiness that comes with success from that stuff. But then they have no education in it. So it's like, what the hell?
Kind of follows along with the email that you wrote today, right?
Right.
It's almost the weekend and people talking about the drinking.
Right. And then, you know, it's with kids. Like, oh, I have kids and I can't do it without kids. Well, that's just a BS excuse. I mean, I have kids. You have kids. You've had... It's not hard once you understand what you're doing, but nobody understands what they're doing, which is why it's hard.
Right. So going back to that point, though. So they're okay if they're in that 20% range, obviously understanding that those carbs are coming from good carbohydrates, and that being their vegetables or their fruits.
Yeah, and the other kicker that we haven't really even discussed is you got fiber. You got soluble fiber and insoluble fiber. And when you look at, if you start tracking and you start throwing a pepper in, like a green pepper, especially if it's not cooked, if it's like raw vegetables, you start throwing carrots and peppers and broccoli and all these good vegetables in there, and some fruit too, you have a lot of fiber, insoluble fiber and soluble fiber. Fiber does not impact insulin levels, and if something doesn't impact insulin levels, it doesn't actually count as a calorie. So when you're logging things, though, you are seeing that in there.
Gotcha.
So for example, you have a couple, I always use lentils because there's such a high amount of lentils. So a couple lentils is off the top of my head, and I think it's pretty accurate, but you have a couple lentils cooked. A cup is a decent amount of beans, right? So lentils, you end up with like 40 grams or so of carbohydrates. But at least 25 grams of that, so over half of it, is fiber. So now you're down to like 15 grams or so of actual carbohydrates that can even impact your insulin levels, which, gotcha, by the way, are getting into your bloodstream with you're going into your body with fiber and protein and probably some fat too. And then those 15 grams, not only are it's only 15 now, so it has less of a glycemic load. So yes, it's lower on the index, but the load's lower because
right,
of the other stuff that it's with. And it's not going to impact you the same way at all. So if you look at your, for example, if you're at like 30% for your carbs and you had like a 2,000 calorie diet or whatever, if you go back and you subtract all your fibers and stuff, you're probably way down to like 25, 20.
Gotcha.
But I haven't just gone over that yet, because if we say that and you say, listen, not only can you hit 30, but 30% for your goal for carbs, but also that fiber doesn't count, then you, people are going to start hitting 40, 50%. And they'll, it's just like saying, like, okay, you're going to hold the plank for 35 seconds or a minute, even though we would prefer people to get to push further in a safe exercise, because this is safe, nobody's getting hurt with the diet and stuff. So it's like, it's just that, but that's going to make it easier. But the thing is that people, nobody really understands fiber and how that all plays on each meal and how that all works. So one thing at a time, stricter in the beginning, if you can stick to it, if they can stick to it, then it's only going to get easier. That's my theory, and I think that's most people's theories when they coach nutrition.
Now, I'm in this a little bit differently than some of the other people, because I'm still looking for a little bit of weight gain.
Yeah.
And we talked about this a little bit, but my calories are at like 2,900, and that's before I even try to do anything on an active level. So how am I able to do that again? And that comes back to the carbohydrates, right? Because my carbs are going to be higher because I'm going to need some of that for my workouts. So I'm good probably closer to that 30% if I'm looking for weight gain.
That's not true.
Okay.
You don't need, so a lot of people get really like adamant about needing carbohydrates for energy. What are your workouts? If you're trying to gain size and muscle, then you're not a long distance runner. You're not doing an aerobic exercise. You're doing an anaerobic exercise. And you don't need those carbohydrates for your anaerobic exercise.
Gotcha.
So if your goal is to run 5 miles every other day, then you might be able to argue that you'd need more carbohydrates, especially if you were not trying to lose weight. But I don't know that many people that are trying to train on a long, like on a regular basis for an aerobic sport. And if they are doing it, it's probably to lose weight, in which case their carbs aren't really going to help them at all anyway.
Gotcha. So I'm going to keep my intensity lower during my strength training.
Yeah, you're working really hard.
Anaerobic, work really hard, rest long periods in between.
Work really hard, rest, really hard, rest, really hard, rest. And okay. You're not doing, most people and yourself, even if they're doing a workout with us and it's a group session and you're doing high intensity and going back and forth, you're not doing moderate pace for an extremely long period of time. Now, your heart rate might be up very high the entire time for the entire hour, but you're not doing a specific same movement for a long period of time at a moderate pace.
Gotcha.
Like running, for example, or cycling.
So sprinting and anything under like a 3 minute time period would still be considered anaerobic, so I could incorporate that.
Yeah, minutes, cycle. Yeah, very small,
short burst. Okay, so that can all still be involved. Gotcha. Yep. Okay, and that'll help with people.
But what we were getting at is they say, well, don't I need carbohydrates for energy?
Right.
Now, I don't know. What do you want energy? If your goal is lose weight, you don't want energy. You're trying to be in a negative state of energy from calories, because you get calories from your macronutrients. And if your goal is to lose weight, you need to have less energy coming in than going out. That's just like basic science, basic nutrition for the most part. So do you need carbohydrates for energy? No, because you can get energy from proteins and fats too, but you don't want energy anyway. So why are you talking about that?
Right. Gotcha. So that's where a lot of the confusion comes in.
Yeah, like you're saying energy from long distance stuff, or moderate pace, it's
right. If I'm getting through my workout, I did my workout. I don't need the energy. I think
the cool thing,
the fats and the proteins, like you said, and they're limited. Yeah,
because there's nine. Because remember, there's 9 calories per gram of fat than there is on a carbohydrate, which is 4 in protein, 4 in fat. So 4 calories per gram of protein and fat, or sorry, protein and carbohydrates, and roughly nine. Calories per gram of fat. So if your argument is that you need more energy, well, you don't have to get it through sugars. You can get even more through fat. Not to say that you should have a lot more fat, but that's the point. So you're getting plenty of energy.
Gotcha. All right. So I think everyone out there is understanding a little bit better now what the carbohydrate situation is, and not to be you know, hands in the air, freaking out that they're not getting to their number exactly. It's part of a process that you have to understand. It's going to take some time and education, but as long as we're understanding what a good carb is and a bad carb.
Because if you start limiting yourself to a certain amount of calories, because let's say MyFitnessPal or whatever, somebody says, okay, you should only have 1,200 calories. Let's say you're a female and you're looking for weight loss or fat loss, and you're doing some workouts, and you're not a rock, you know, you're not a superstar athlete or anything, you're just a normal person, and whatever the app says, 1,200 calories that you should be consuming, but you're having a hard time sticking to that. I think the most important thing, the way that I coach most people on, is try to get to your percentages for the day being accurate, so you know where things are coming from before you start limiting calories. Because you're limiting calories to 1,200, but you don't even know what you're supposed to be limiting because you don't understand
what calories are. Right, calorie game instead of the macro game.
Yep. Kind of. Yeah. Yeah.
Gotcha. All right.
I think that's it.
There you have it. Bingo.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.